Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ Centered Change. Today I'm going to talk a little about supplements. So, through my research and my certificates, I have a weight loss certificate and weight loss coach certificate and a health and nutrition certificate. Not certification, but there are certificates, basically courses I've completed. And through my research, what I've seen and it's confirmed that they're basically overrated. It is said that they lend to, at the most, 10% of your weight loss journey. So hypothetically, if you wanted to lose 100 pounds, if you took supplements, they would say that 10 pounds could be accredited to that. And it's about really being cautious how you spend your money, because for that 10%, it could just take you more time, because 10 pounds, it could take you, I say, like almost 2 months to lose that 10 pounds. So it's the money that you're using throughout that complete journey worth that 2 months that you're going to, you know, worth 2 months that you could lose that 10 pounds in anyway. So sometimes you could be spending money and it could just be a matter of patience and not even worth it, depending on how much you're spending on that. So overall, from my, you know, research and education on supplements, it said that the best that they can do is probably 10%. And what you really want to make sure is that they're doing no harm. It is also said that natural weight loss supplements, if taken, you know, depending on the frequency and how long you take it, it could have negative effects on your health. So really research whatever supplement you are considering, research it. And I have used a natural one before, Cambogia, I think. I'll put it in the description box. I know I'm saying it wrong. And green tea I've tried. Which are natural. They should only have less than 5 ingredients on the back if it's natural. So some weight loss supplements are made from the earth. And the longer the list is on the back of the ingredients, that's how you know it's not natural. So if you're going to try something, try something that's natural. I mean, just as my encouragement and my feedback, check with your medical professional, get medical advice for anything that you want to try, because I cannot give medical advice. But supplements is not the answer. I think it's going to take prayer and it's going to take meditation with God on how you got here. It's going to take hard work, doing the exercise, the self-control of what you eat. That, I think that's number one is God. Number two is self-controlling what you eat, right? And I think that's the key. If you can control what you're eating, then the third thing is being diligent about your workout. So 1, 2, 3, basically. God, controlling what you eat, and making sure that you're getting that exercise, because all of this lends to health. Praying to God about it, that's spiritual health. What goes in your mouth, that's your whole, basically, holistic health. And exercise is proven to have benefits on your mental health and your physical health. So it's a win-win. So basically, I think what you can have is primary contributors to your weight loss journey. So the three that I just mentioned, God, what you eat, and exercise. Then you get into the very small things like supplements that it's really having no noticeable impact. It is something that you're just doing that you may believe that's contributing, but it's having very, a very small impact. And that's what the research is showing, that it's very overrated and that it's having very small impact. So overall, save your money, right? Redirect that money to something that you could be using. That's the lesson that I've learned concerning this journey, is that ultimately it's not worth the money. Not discouraging from doing it. Of course, a lot of things in life is about trial and error. And I know some things in life we just have to do and experience for ourselves to see if it works for us, right? But just make sure you do your research, that you pick something that can do no harm, and that you really control your variables while you're doing the trial with it, because you want to be able to not waste your money if it has no impact. Like, and just do your research, and a lot of them, they'll tell you anyway that it's like not worth it. Like, for example, if you had to lose that 100 pounds, if it did contribute to the 10%, then you could just spend the extra 2 months losing that 10 pounds. So it's 10 pounds worth hundreds of dollars, or could you just be patient through the 2 months? I would say always choose the patience. That's the fruit of the spirit. So I'm just encourage you, don't fall victim of spending your money for basically a small chance, a small impact, when you have the greater things within you that's within your ability. Well, thank you so much for listening, and always find the joy.